All right. Teach Better family, good morning. I have had the pleasure of recording with Ray twice today, woo-hoo, and I don't know how my day is going to get any better. I think it's only downhill from here, but I mean, my morning was jam-packed with the Today Show, then we've got the Admin Mastermind, and wow, now yeah, this recording. Ray, this group of administrators are so phenomenal. It was such a good conversation. And just so everyone knows, it is December and it's kind of a stressful time.
Yes.
So
December 5th.
December 5th. And to have that many folks there, you know, taking time out of their busy days was awesome. The collaboration that occurred was phenomenal. And so just so folks know, this month we don't have a theme, but what we're doing is we're taking from the group, from Facebook and from the Voxer group, anything that's going on your campus or in your district, and we're trying to help and support. And I definitely feel like that occurred this morning, Ray.
Yeah, I love this new format. I think themes are great. I love the professional learning that occurs. But with this group being a private Zoom that only administrators are a part of, having these topical conversations of whatever seems to be going on in that moment and having educators share resources, good brainstorming right there. Love that.
So we did something fun as far as the first question, like we always do. And so I asked about activities that were occurring during this month, because obviously there's a lot of holidays going on right now. And so just wondering, what are they doing to bring joy to the campus, both with the staff and with the students? And there were a lot of ideas that were thrown around verbally and in the chat. And so do you remember any of your favorites?
You know, I think it was an interesting conversation because everybody does something different, right? Isn't that kind of cool to think about that almost every single school in the United States, let's just say specifically, is going to do something special this season. And the ideas were flowing, everything from Santa coming into the school to like little challenges to finding, you know, little games that people were playing throughout the week. My old former building used to have kind of like special nooks all around the school that had specific December holidays. So you were like becoming culturally aware, walking, you know, in the hallways of the building. And so I like that we saw a lot of diversity in celebrations, but also just trying to make some magic happen in December. I mean, we need it.
We so do, which was a perfect bridge. And I didn't intend this to happen, but it just kind of naturally occurred, was the idea that, you know, morale for a lot of folks are down just because of the stress level. And as we know, for semester, there's so many things going on with different holidays and whatnot. It seems like there's so many things jam-packed in such a small, short time span. And so, you know, that went into the conversation of this problem that one of our admin was having with just trying to coach a young teacher through a lack of passion. You know, they were kind of trying to rediscover their why, like, why did I go into this profession? Is this something that I want to do long-term? Maybe I need to go in a different direction. And so, you know, it was kind of a collaboration session this morning in regards to exploring like what's going on in the situation and how can we kind of bring the passion back to life? So where do you want to start with this conversation? Because it was deep.
It was deep. I do think that having some quiet reflection of what inspires us as educators is an easy or appropriate first step. You know, when I'm ever around people that are burned out, I like to take a second and say, okay, how, when I've been in those circumstances, what tools or resources allowed me to get beyond that feeling? And sometimes it's books or podcasts or, you know, some inspiring stories, but there was more shared today beyond that step. And I really valued that. What do you feel like was your biggest takeaway outside of the podcasts and, you know, things that were shared in that realm?
Well, I liked that they had talked about like finding the root causes by like exploring. So one of our admin was talking about doing like drive-bys. So going into the classroom, asking some really crucial conversations, which was more than just like, how are you doing? You know, right? It was like spending time and basing that time on trying to dive in their world, but then also making a point to share positives, because I think a lot of educators in general, they're the worst own enemy, right? I mean, we tend to beat ourselves up. And so to hear from your leader, you know, all the positive things that are going on in your classroom, I think is extremely helpful.
Well, and it's so interesting. Sometimes I feel like I still need this reminder, even though I constantly talk about how much I enjoy this, is some of these answers to some challenging questions are solutions we already naturally give to our students, right? If we have students that are feeling defeated in the classroom, we don't just do one thing. We really dive in and try and, you know, take on that whole child to support their needs. So diving deeper in conversation to understand the root cause is essential. Why wouldn't we think to do that with our staff? Or, you know, giving them tools and resources to get back on track. Like, of course we would do that. We would have continual check-ins. We would create some sort of plan to, you know, see where we were going and how it was working efficiently and effectively. So some of this is not necessarily, although we want it, like, it's not necessarily a quick fix, but it's an opportunity to take some reflective moments and really work at supporting the person holistically, not just the one surface level issue they might be having. One of the things I know that was brought up that I really like, Josh, was, again, going back to that like mentorship opportunity, partnering with, you know, a passionate team member or, I don't know, an educator that can just maybe do the work with you. So maybe we're kind of like touching that teacher in multiple components. So that was something I really liked. I feel like that helps me a lot when I'm feeling down. Connecting with the right people helps get me out of that funk.
Oh, for sure. And I love the story that was provided as far as a veteran teacher that was even thinking about retiring, had new team members this year and is now rescinding the resignation, saying, no, I'm staying here. I love what I'm doing. I love with the people that I'm working with. And I've seen that firsthand, where just the change in a team dynamic can just produce so much excitement and energy and kind of regaining that why you started teaching in the first place. And, you know, you never know what that spark's going to be, but it might be a new team member or a new position for that person that might create the fire inside them to keep going.
And I also appreciated, you said this earlier, kind of going back and identifying what they're doing well. That came up later on in the conversation of our discussion this morning, but looking at a teacher that might be struggling with insert behavior issue here, like whatever it is, and not only focusing on the reactive steps that the teacher needs to take, but the proactive steps being taken. And I think that might also be a great point of positivity, an area to start with compliments, because as a teacher is burning out, typically they're not seeing the fruits of their labor and they feel like they're, you know, feeding a fire that can't light. Whereas if we can go through with this teacher and say, okay, for this one student, maybe it's not going well, or these handful of students, maybe it's not working, but look at all these other things that you set in place at the beginning of the year that you fostered and continued throughout the semester. And that's really making a huge impact, kind of looking at that reactive versus proactive mentality.
Yeah. And I'm going to share a link here to a blog on the Teach Better site that was actually shared in the chat. Yeah. And some folks actually read the blog through the session real quick, or at least skimmed it. And the title is called Teaching versus Teachering. And there were some good strategies in there that they're actually going to use on it with their staff. So I want to highlight that in this conversation.
So not to brag, but that means that while we were in Admin Mastermind, a blog at teachbetter.com/blogs was supportive. You do know I'm a geek for loving that like circular Teach Better family community. Like, you don't just get value in one area. You get to dip your toes into the podcast network and our guest bloggers and our leadership and our ambassadors and our Facebook group. Like, this is why being a part of multiple bubbles, or at least being a consumer in a few different spaces in the Teach Better Network, is so valuable.
Oh my goodness. Yes. And, you know, we're talking about passion and, you know, feeling the burnout and whatnot. I mean, that's why we build these communities, is to support, so we don't get to that point, right? And I mean, I love the resources and the links and stuff in the chat. I mean, we even had a book called Courage to Teach that was brought up, that they provide to teachers as far as like trying to rediscover their teaching strategies and their why. And man, I loved like the passion that was discussed this morning, because this is a problem that's not isolated. It's not just on one campus. This is across the country. And so, you know, as leaders, we can't just ignore it. We have to make sure that we're being proactive to that. And I love that they were talking through that. Like, and I think, Ray, you shared this too. It's not like something that we need to start thinking about in December. This is something we need to start thinking about in the summer so that we're prepared, because we know this is an ebb and flow profession. We feel great in August and then we don't in December and we don't in February. And there's like these certain points in the calendar that are really difficult. So I love your idea of being proactive prior to the year.
Isn't it interesting, Josh, as educators, we can all identify those months that are tough. Like for me, it was always October, December, yep. February, and maybe April, but maybe like April just was slow. Those are all months that are different and challenging in different ways. I almost wonder if, as we were talking about this, you know, a young burned out teacher, I almost wonder if it's like teaching them that sometimes making a decision during those months is not the best idea. Because those are so, like, we've been in education for, you know, over like decades that we've all been doing this. I feel like you shouldn't make decisions in October, December, February, or April. I don't know.
And there's April, a lot of data that supports that too.
Right. Because what is that like mindset? Like, don't make decisions while in trauma or in a stress.
High emotional state.
Yes. High emotional state. So maybe we like teach our young burned out teachers that they can only make decisions in like months that colloquially are accepted as months that aren't like beating us down every year.
Well, there's a lot of things, like even with like the teacher evaluation, like there's teacher goals that you have and there's projects that you're supposed to like implement and create and have data for. And then, you know, as a newbie, you maybe you're like, oh, I'll just push that off and I'll do that later. And then, you know, it's February and you're losing your mind and you still have all the stuff that you have to do that you haven't touched. And so like, as a veteran teacher, you know, like, well, I'm going to space that out because I know I can't do that in these months, you know? And so, you know, just things like that. Like when you're in the college programs, they don't teach you about all these lulls in the calendar and how you're going to feel and the emotional well-being that you need to focus on, you know, in that October, that February, or that April. So yeah, I think, you know, you're talking about that community and those veteran teachers, you know, embracing those younger teachers to kind of help through that, because yeah, sometimes you just feel like you're drowning.
Right. And you don't know why. And you kind of have to learn it the hard way if nobody teaches you. Like, I feel like I went through two or three Octobers and suddenly looked around and I'm like, oh, October's hard. Like, it's not like it's me, but it's not. Right. Like, I'm not the problem, but I am, but I'm not, you know, like, versus now I want to go to teachers constantly and be like, December, it's really hard. Like, what you're feeling is valid and you may not feel that way in January. So like, sit with it. Let's figure out a solution to get you through, but it won't be like this forever. It's just a tough month for different reasons. These are all hard for different reasons.
Yeah. And so on the back end of our conversation, right, I just want to touch on this. I just love that we were trying to create a supportive environment for our teachers, and the things that they were suggesting were like providing appreciation, finding ways to do that in fun ways. But then also, you know, surveying your staff, getting input and trying to figure out what those stressors are. So then you might be able to pull some things off their plate, because as we know, every year there's new initiatives. And so if we just have new initiative after new initiative, then that list of things to do is only getting greater. So staff typically are asking like, hey, is there something that we don't need to do anymore? And if so, what is that?
I thought that was the best recommendation by one of our leadership members that come frequently. I love when she's able to join the conversation. She's actually very active in other bubbles in the Teach Better family as well. So I feel like she has really taken advantage of being a part of the Teach Better community. But the discussion of surveying staff and getting that data, I think says wonders about not only her leadership style, but also how we can be as effective and efficient as possible. As a principal yourself, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, this one person had brought up a couple of things that we had implemented on our campus as far as like changing committees to make it so that the staff was essentially creating the expectations for that and what they wanted to touch on the campus. I thought that was brilliant. So a lot of things that were discussed with this person specifically was, you know, really trying to get the stakeholders involved so that it's not coming straight from the leader all the time. And that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, obviously we don't want to put more on their plate, but at the same time, like, teachers know, like, this is a culture I want to build up or change. And so I want to be part of that. And so, you know, if we can give those avenues, and just a shout out to the admin group. Also, this survey that this admin sent out to their staff was actually constructed with this admin mastermind group. So it was something that, you know, she heard from someone else, took it, if you will, stole it with permission and sent it out.
We all do.
Yeah, that's what we do as educators, right? Like, why reinvent the wheel? So that's what this admin mastermind group is all about. So if something's working for someone else, maybe I'll take that. I'll use it for myself. And she's seeing great dividends to that. So kudos to her. Super excited about what they're going to find as far as like the stress points. And then also as an admin staff, how they're going to address that. So yeah.
Don't forget, guys, if you're listening to this recap and you want some of these resources or to continue to hear more about a specific topic we've touched on here in our recap, please reach out to anyone on the team or come next week to our admin mastermind and you can re-bring up these same questions. This is totally appropriate. Oh, duh, Josh, and the Facebook group. Jump in there right now and be like, hey, I was watching the recap with Josh and Ray. They brought up this topic. Somebody give me that resource. Send it my way.
Well, and if there's any other topics, right? We're always looking for topics to discuss. So you can jump in the Facebook group. Let us know what you want to discuss some week, or maybe just throw out what's going on for the group as a whole to kind of embrace you for the week and start putting stuff in the chat. So this Facebook group has been phenomenal. I love that it's growing. I love the conversations that are happening there and looking forward to finding new topics for the upcoming weeks. Just so that I'm going to throw this up here. Join us every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So if you're jumping into YouTube and seeing this for the first time, you're an admin and looking for support, you can go over to teachbetter.com/mastermind. It is free. You'll get that Zoom link and a whole community to support you. So Ray, I appreciate you supporting me, the Teach Better team, and all of these admin every single week. And just appreciate your not only attendance, but your wisdom that you shared during that wonderful hour.
You're the best, Josh. And I was excited to be live with you on Teach Better Today morning show too. So let's just keep doing this thing.
Oh, we got more. We're going to record more.
We're going to keep doing just more and more together. Yeah, so it'll be good.
Well, maybe they'll see us tomorrow.
Oh, fingers crossed.
All right. I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Bye, guys.